Hey there, everybody. I'm back with more pre-show announcements. First, like the previous episode, this one features slightly more adult-oriented language than normally would be found on the show. Despite its crass nature, I found it too funny to cut, so parents, maybe put some earmuffs on the kiddos. Second, from now on, the metrics that we use for each draft will be included in a reduced form in the show notes. They can also be found at draftdays.com, spelled the dumb way, for you to peruse at your will. I'll continue to include a short overview in the draft episodes, just in case you're in a place where you can't read. And lastly, I'm going to be on the lookout for coaches for upcoming episodes soon, so if you want to be on the show, join us on the PTE Network Discord, or fill out an appearance request, links to both of which can be found at ptepodcasts.com/links. Well, we've arrived at the end of my announcements. Please enjoy this absolutely insane episode of Draft Days. Grab your drinks and join us as our coaches go head-to-head to make the best fantasy team possible. Welcome to Draft Days. Hello and welcome to Draft Days, a fantasy draft podcast featuring drinking, pointless arguments, and needlessly confusing homophones. I'm your host, Jeff, and with me today are Tom, Jordan, Pat, and Tim, our coaches from the Nickelodeon Draft. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
All right. Before we get too far into our second episode, we're going to really quickly take a quick look at the teams we drafted last week. Tom, with his team, the Big Vinx with the va-va-va, drafted Double Dare, Euron, Kablam, Pinwheel, and Beetlejuice. The Blue Barracudas, Pat's team, drafted Are You Afraid of the Dark, The Adventures of Pete and Pete, Rugrats, Rocko's Modern Life, and Space Cases. Jordan's team, Snick Around and Find Out, drafted Legends of the Hidden Temple, You Can't Do That on Television, Hey Arnold, Ah, Real Monsters, and Doug. Timmy's team, Keenan and Kel's Good Burgers, drafted SpongeBob SquarePants, Nick News with Linda Ellerby, Nick Arcade, What Would You Do, and Figure It Out. And my team, the Stinky Divers, drafted Avatar The Last Airbender, All That, Ren and Stimpy Show, Nickelodeon Guts, and Salute Your Shorts. How do you guys think you did in regards to like what you wanted to draft and what you got? How do you think you did?
You guys fucked it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think there was a little fuckery happening.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you always kind of have to operate based on what everybody else picks too. So you never want to see things that you want on your team go to other people, but that's also, you can't stop that from happening. Very rarely does everyone just avoid everything you want. So, but Timmy, you said you were drafting with your brain, you know, like, do you feel like it worked out for you?
There was definitely a few shows that I wanted, but since we only had five picks and they're like, we all pretty much had the same idea of like, I really want this show.
Yeah.
You know, for pretty much every single thing that's on here, except for maybe like a couple of them, it was going to be a crapshoot anyway. So,
yeah, I got Avatar. So the rest of my team doesn't almost matter. Like that's really the only thing that I definitely wanted on my team. So I'm happy with that. But I'm interested to see, depending on how the metrics play out, I'm interested to see how this is actually going to work out.
Yeah.
But before we actually get to the scoring section of the draft, it's time for the newest segment on Draft Days, where I gather opinions and hot takes from the community in a segment called the Opinions and Hot Takes segment, to be named later.
Oh, Jesus.
I still don't have a better name for it, so that's what it is until I come up with something
the hot
better.
Hot takes?
Yeah. The Opinions and Hot Takes segment, to be named later. Most of these... God damn it. God damn it, man.
So what just happened on my end is in the top right corner of my screen is Timmy with a fan.
Yeah.
And my kitten just flew up my back to attack the fan on the screen.
There he is. He's climbing.
Oh, he's adorable.
He wants Oopsie. To fuck up your fan so much.
Like, he's gonna get it.
Yeah, good luck. We're all counting on you, buddy.
All right. So
Tim, you're a towel. Shut
up. Shoot him. Shoot him.
God damn it, you guys.
Stop making fun of me.
You love us, Jeff.
I do love, well, I'm trying to do a job.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to do a thing. I'm sorry.
You fucking asked for this.
I did. But for the opinions and hot take segment, all of these are taken from the PTE Network's Discord channel. So if you want to join that, you can head to ptepodcasts.com/links and you can sign up and hang out with us on Discord and maybe take part in future episodes. But starting off our opinions and hot take segment, we have a message from Bainey, who was a guest on the New Metal draft a couple weeks ago. And he has the coldest of takes, and that is that Dan Schneider should rot and burn in hell. I say that's a cold take because I don't know anybody that would disagree with that. And I wanted to mention something about this. I didn't talk about it last week, but I wanted to give you a bit of the behind the scenes on this. I planned this draft long before the documentary series Quiet on Set aired in March. And we are recording this the weekend after the show aired. The timing could not be worse to sit down and talk about and reminisce about our favorite Nickelodeon shows, considering the shadow of that documentary and what it revealed about all of these shows. I considered postponing this recording or even changing topics for the draft, but I got some good advice from some of the other PTE hosts. The consensus that we reached was that the producer and the shows are mutually exclusive. The shows were awesome. It's just that they were run by complete assholes. And it was the writers, directors, and actors' artistry that really made these shows great and really made these things that we loved when we were younger. So in that spirit, I'd like to commend all of the cast and crew that made these great shows and reiterate Bainey's opinion that Dan Schneider should rot and burn in hell. aside from that ice cold take, we do have a hot take from El Guapo, aka Christian Hernandez, who says that he's nostalgic for the really early days where everything was just a collection of cheap Canadian or British children's television with no rhyme or reason. I am old enough to remember all of that when it was just kind of crazy fever dream. Like they would play like B movies, like TV movies, like in the Special Delivery. Do you guys remember Special Delivery?
It was basically
they would take an old show that was like an hour long and cut it into half hour chunks and like show it over a series of days. They showed all sorts of really weird. You guys don't remember that? The little cartoon characters is Special Delivery. They would show up and say it.
I do remember. I remember that.
You're old.
Yeah, I am.
But I mean, like that's, you know, they had Danger Mouse from the UK. They had a bunch of stuff from Canada. That's where You Can't Do That on Television came from. And it really was kind of just, here's anything for children that we could get our hands on. There wasn't a lot of rhyme or reason. Everything was just kind of whenever they could air it, they just aired it, you know? And it was really interesting watching that grow from like kind of a crazy potpourri of nonsense into like a full fledged channel that produces its own shows and kind of directed where things wanted to go instead of just continuing to get other shows from crazy places. I don't think anybody but me on the panel is old enough to remember that. Do you guys remember that at all? Tim or Tom, you said you remember Special Delivery.
Yeah, I don't trust my memory. I don't remember a lot of things. So
I
remember that though. And I remember watching like Danger Mouse and watching stuff like that. Like I don't know.
I guess it's just me and Guapo.
TV was weird back then.
Reminiscent about the really old days.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I do remember like Danger Mouse and like a couple other shows, but yeah, overall, like not really. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the youngest one in this group right now. So
agreed.
So our buddy Tim from Frenemy, the host of the Frenemy podcast, says hot take: Rocket Power was the most underrated Nicktoon. Yeah. Did you guys watch Rocket Power?
Oh, Rocket Power. Really good. Oh shit.
I watched it every once in a while. Yeah.
I watched it a couple times.
Well, as a skateboarder, I definitely was like one of those that was like, oh yeah, surfing and skateboarding and all that. I don't even
remember. I can't even rate the show because I don't remember it at all. It must have been on when I stopped paying attention to Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it probably was, Jeff. Like I kind of remember it, but not enough to like really make it impressionable.
Well, I think it's important that it says it's underrated, because if you put it on a list with like Doug and Rugrats and Ren and Stimpy and Rocco and Ah Real Monsters and that first chunk of really, really strong Nicktoons, right. I don't know if it could stand up. But if it's just been if it just gets forgotten, because like I don't even know what that show is, but you know, I could see underrated being, I mean, do you guys think that that's a fair statement, that it's underrated? Do you think it's better than people give it credit for?
I mean, it's the show that they grew up with. Like, you know, it's like, I could really like a show that everybody else hates, but it just I might think, oh, well, it's underrated. It's like, if you like the show, you like the show, whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess that's true. I never saw it.
It's one of those shows where it's like, I know what you're talking about. I have an image in my head of some of the characters, but I can't tell you anything about the show.
Do you think that it's just based purely on age and when you were watching the network, like what stands out? Do you think people that are 10 years younger than all of us, like, were like, ugh, Ren and Stimpy, what a stupid show. Doug, who cares? I want to watch Fairly Odd Parents, which I'm not one to say that other people's opinions are wrong. I mean, in that case, they'd be wrong, but
yeah,
it's a generational thing.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if the generations are so small, like, is it like a 4 or 5 year chunk where it's just, you're the right age when that show came out?
I mean, it's like SpongeBob. It's like, did you all watch SpongeBob? I know some of the characters, but I've watched maybe like 5 episodes in my life, and it's like, I like it. I've met some of the voice actors, but I just never had the attention span to sit down and like focus.
Whoa! Did you meet Dauber from Coach? The guy who does Patrick.
Oh, no, Coach. So the hot take here isn't that it's. The hot take is that it's the most underrated, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's underrated, but is it the most underrated?
No.
And I'd say probably not.
Probably not.
I mean, I feel like the Fairly Odd Parents are more underrated than that. I feel like that's one of the better shows, and we didn't even talk about it at all.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
So, I mean, I would say that's more underrated.
Yeah.
So, motion denied.
I don't have a dog in the fight because I didn't watch the show. So, you know, I guess I'll have to go back and maybe watch a couple episodes of Rocket Power and just see if it's something that resonates with me at all, or if it's just something that wasn't really meant for me because I'm too old now.
It was a decent show, I remember.
It was a fun show. Like, it was a fun show for sure.
You should start the next episode with, you know, I just want to clarify, I watched some Rocket Power. fucking show is garbage.
Just before the theme song even kicks in, Rocket Power is trash.
Welcome to
Rocket Power Slander Podcast.
Also from the Frenemy podcast, Brittany, the other host from Frenemy, says that Avatar and Korra are top tier Nick shows. I can't agree more with that. They are two of my favorite shows, but I want to open up for you guys to admit if you think that's a wrong thing so I could kick you off the show.
I honestly never watched either one of them. I have to watch it. If I watch it and I come back and say this is trash, but I don't think I would.
Can we come back and make a re-podcast?
Yeah. I don't think I will, because the line for Dante Bosco at Comic-Con, I talked to some of those people because there was all ages.
Yeah.
Like I met him for Rufio, but he had all ages, and I was asking these people like what they liked him from. And like, even the adults were like, oh, he's great in Avatar.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I need to watch that. So I have no opinion on it now. I was like, I'm sure I'll like
it. It's like, it's I just worth a watch. Zuko's character growth from the first episode to the last episode is one of the finest examples of how to properly write character growth.
Okay.
In the very first episode, I won't get into heavy spoilers because I desperately want everybody to watch the show because it's so good. But in the very first episode, Prince Zuko has been banished from his home country and he has to go find the Avatar. He can only go back home to resume his role as the heir to the Fire Nation if he catches the Avatar, who everybody thinks is dead and doesn't exist anymore. So basically his father sent him on a fool's errand and then he finds out that the Avatar is still around. So all of a sudden he's like, I could actually go back home. And then over the course of the three seasons, he has a tremendous amount of learning and self-growth and like reflection that occurs that makes him grow from a one-off kind of just this is the villain of the show to one of the most beloved characters on the show. In I think it's like 60 episodes or something like that. It's really impressive to see how well that was done. A, over such a short period of time, and be in a show for children. Like when you watch the first few episodes of the show, it's really, really clear that they had written this for kids. Like it's really goofy. There's slapstick humor. It's goofball, but they also delve into really heavy topics. Like without getting into it, genocide, sexism, like right off the bat, all of the airbenders are dead. Sokka doesn't think women can do anything. Like, right off the bat, they're dealing with heavy topics, and it's impressive to see it so well done in what is essentially a kid's show. So I'd recommend anybody that hasn't seen it, watch it. As for Legend of Korra, there's a lot of people that don't care for it as much as the original just because, A, it's different. It hit people differently because it's written
different. I don't think that's the reason people don't like it.
I think there's other reasons involved. I think there, you know, there's a bit of sexism to it. They just don't like Korra. Yeah,
they
would have
been part of that one water tribe.
Yeah. I think it's just as strong, if not on the same level. I love Korra just as much. Mostly a lot of the problems that she deals with are much more like adult problems, like real actual problems that were written for the show because the kids age that were watching the show from children to like younger teens. So they're like, here's real problems. We're going to talk about real shit. But I couldn't agree more that Avatar and Korra are top tier Nick shows, top like maybe some of the best stuff that they have ever produced for the network. I mean, I don't want to, this isn't going to turn into Jeff talks about Avatar.
Right? Like, it could.
It absolutely could.
At this point,
maybe I'll do an Avatar draft. Best styles of bending. I could not agree more that those are literally some of the best programs A, ever made, and B, definitely on Nickelodeon for sure. Our next opinion and hot take, along with his poignant comment from before, Bainey also says that Nick Games and Sports had some of the best programming on the network. Guts, Double Dare, and Legends of the Hidden Temple are all top tier.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me look at the exact draft order. Guts was the latest to go, and that went in round four.
Yeah.
But Legends of the Hidden Temple and Double Dare went 1 and 3. I don't think that Bainey's on this one.
I always wanted to be on Legends of the Hidden Temple, but like as a kid, I wouldn't be able to go in haunted houses that like would like touch you because I would start swinging. So, so it's like those. As soon as that temple guard pops out, I would nut tap him and run the other way.
I wonder. Do they? I don't remember exactly how you had to get through the Hidden Temple. Was it a set course that you had to follow?
You could choose your own path. Yeah, you choose.
You could choose.
Yeah.
So
you can go. You can go up or you can go down.
Yeah. And then was there a scenario where you couldn't get caught? Like, would you be able to pick a path where you couldn't?
I've seen some on Pluto TV where they did not encounter a single temple guard.
Yeah.
Really?
It's happened. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like it's just such a rare occurrence.
Sometimes they pick room after room of Temple Guard.
Yeah.
So it's just
I just love hearing the host talk and just drone on, because like clearly the person like running the course has no idea what they're doing. He's like, try something else.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Smash that thing. See what that does.
Yeah. I think
it's all made out of cardboard. Whatever.
Go to your left.
Your other left.
You didn't get it.
But I mean, even to a point, like Nick Arcade had some physical stuff, because like the actual green screened episode part, or the green screen part of the episode at the end where you were in the video game.
Yeah.
Like that was physical too. It wasn't just being good at video games and knowing trivia. Like you had to go into the room and try to dodge shit. Like,
yeah. And not only that, I saw like a little behind the scenes thing of it, and yeah, it's a green screen room. And while you're trying to do whatever, like collect the orbs, dodge the wizard, whatever, yeah. You're watching this small ass tube TV.
Yeah.
Seeing yourself on there, and you're just kind of looking at it and like trying to get that figured out.
That's exactly how I was picturing it, because I was watching that the other day and I'm like, I wonder what these kids are actually seeing.
Yeah. It's like, they're weather reporters.
Well, they're looking straight at basically the audience. So they're clearly looking at a screen trying to be like, where the fuck is this thing?
And yeah.
they're reaching up in the air doing whatever. Like the boss is just like humping their face and killing them. And it's just like, they're not like, get out of the way. Like, looking ridiculous.
There's another Nickelodeon documentary that has like Mark Summers, Kenan Thompson. I think Danny Tamborelli was on there as well. They did a whole documentary on like the shows and stuff like that. And they showed behind the scenes for Nick Arcade for that specific thing. So it's a really good one.
That would be a good time, I think, getting to go back and be able to participate in those shows. I wanted to even just go be in the audience. Like, yeah. Oh man, yes. That would be so much fun.
Right.
What also made it really cool was the fact that they purposefully added that as part of the show. It's like, check out all these people watching this. Like, you could come see this. You could come to Universal Studios and be a part of this recording, even if you're not on stage. And I always thought that was really cool. Like,
I really wanted to do that.
Yeah. Never got the opportunity when I was young enough, unfortunately.
I think Figure It Out was one of those shows where the kids, they got to guess what the kids thing is. Kids like,
yes. It's like a hidden talent or something like that.
Yeah. I eat raw potatoes without cooking. But one of the prizes though was really cool, because they gave them a piece of the set of Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh my God. That's
right.
That would have been so cool. So.
All right. Well, I think that brings our opinions and hot takes segment to an end today. If you would like to partake in this, make sure to go to ptepodcast.com/links and sign up to hang out with us on our Discord, and then check the draft days section for the opinions and hot takes. You also get to find out what I'm recording like a month before it actually comes on the air. Before we move into the combine, let's quickly go over the rules for our scoring section. Welcome to the Draft Days Combine, where we score our teams and see how they measure up against the other coaches. We assign value to our teams using rules known as metrics. There are 5 rounds of scoring, each using a randomly selected metric. Using the rules set by the metrics, we score our teams and then compare our score with the other coaches. Points are awarded to coaches based on their performance in each metric. The coach who has the most points at the end of the game is today's winner. Let's step into the combine and see which coach comes out on top. All right, before we get into our scoring rounds, let's introduce the metrics that we use to draft our teams. Remember that only 5 of these metrics will be used to score our teams, and that the round 1 metric is worth 0.5 points, and the round 5 metric is worth a bonus 50% points. All right, the metrics for today's draft. Number 1, live from Universal Studios. This is for all of the live shows, you get a different point value based on what type of show it is. If it's a live action drama, you get 4 points. If it's a game show, you get 3 points. If it's a variety show, you get 2 points. And if it's a comedy show, you get 1 point. All of this is taken from the Nickelodeon show's website. On Wikipedia, it lists all the shows in specific categories. So based on that, whatever you drafted will earn your team those points. Metric number two is Xennial Classics. The score for the teams on this one would be the first year that their show aired on Nickelodeon, with the oldest show being the goal. And metric number three is Alpha Originals. This is the opposite to number two, is the year that your show aired on Nick, with the most recent being the goal. Metrics two and three are paired, which means that only one of them can be selected for scoring. If two gets picked, three is no longer available to be picked. Your fourth metric for today is punctuation domination. Due to the sheer amount of punctuation in the titles for shows on Nickelodeon, I decided to add 1 point for each punctuation mark. So for each period, comma, exclamation point, question mark, colon, or ampersand, you get a point. The fifth metric is, you know, for teens. And your score for this one is the amount of shows on your team that aired during the SNCC programming block. They could air outside of that as well, but if they ever were mentioned in the SNCC programming block, you get a point per show. The sixth metric, a million episodes later, your score is the total amount of episodes across all shows on your team, with the most episodes being the goal. And its opposite, number seven, is Down to Bikini Bottom, where your score is the total amount of episodes of all the shows on your team, with the least being the goal. And again, metrics six and seven are paired metrics, which means that only one of them can be chosen. Metric number eight is Spin Wheel. This one gives you points for spinoffs and movies. So if your show had a movie based on it or a spinoff show, each of those are worth 1 point. Number nine, we covered it in Slime. Now it's ours. This one is points for all shows that were acquired by Nickelodeon, but not originally produced by Nickelodeon. And number 10 is The Blimp. And your score for this one is the rating of the highest rated show on your team from IMDb. As always, for tiebreakers, we're using the Scrabble scores metrics, which I'll explain if we have some ties, which I'm sure is going to happen because it always fucking happens. And our second tiebreaker, just in case we need one, will be based on the least number of words in a show's title. All right. Before we get into the actual scoring of the game, anybody have any questions?
What's a metric?
I really wish I could go back in time and change who I brought on this show.
I thought you were going to say, what's a Nubian?
You chose this. Remember, Jeff, you chose this.
I know I did, and I'm upset about it, but that's okay.
You chose this monkey in a cage.
You know that's a lie.
No, you loved this.
Just like that first beer.
Just like that first beer.
Oh, goodness gracious. Without any further ado, let us go to random.org. We're going to take a look and see which metric is going to pop up first on our list.
No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Our first metric of the night is number one. Oh. That is the live from Universal Studios metric. So again, for this one, all of the live shows on your team will earn points based on what type of show they are. For dramas, you get 4 points. For game shows, you get three. For variety, you get two. And for comedy, you get one. So let's take a look one by one. Team number one, the Big Vinx with the va, va, va.
I got Double Dare and You're On.
Yeah, so that's at least that's 6 points. And then you get 1 point because Pinwheel is just a comedy show, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, would you be able to argue that it's something other than that?
Not really. It was kind of weird and funny.
Yeah. So that's 7 points. That's three from Double Dare, three from You're On, and one from Pinwheel. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Nice. Blue Barracudas, though, Pat, you got some heavy hitters on your team, man, because you got both Are You Afraid of the Dark and Space Cases are both dramas, so that's 8 points. Yep. And then Adventures of Pete and Pete for another point, so that's 9.
Boo. Yep.
All right, Jordan, stick around and find out. You had 3 points for Legends of the Hidden Temple as a game show and 2 points for You Can't Do That on Television as a variety show. That's 5.
Yep.
Yeah. Timmy, you had... Oh, Timmy, goodness gracious.
What a mess.
Three points for Figure It Out, 3 points for Nick Arcade, 3 points for What Would You Do? That's 9. And then 2 points for Nick News with Linda Ellerbe. That's 11 points.
Wow.
Timmy with a fucking sleeper.
Nick News helping you out there, but man.
I am all that is Timmy.
And then my team, the Stinky Divers, we had All That for 2 points, Nickelodeon Guts for 3 points, and Salute Your Shorts for 1 point. So I got a 6 on that one.
Womp womp.
Thank God we don't have ties right off the bat. God damn it.
Thank God.
Looks like Timmy, Keenan and Kel's Good Burgers, taking home 5 points for the round in first place. Second place after that would be the Blue Barracudas, taking home 4 points. The Big Vinx taking home 3. Stinky Divers taking home 2. And Jordan taking home the 1 point for this one.
Yeah, yeah.
But remember, in the first round, everything is divided in halvesies. So, Timmy, your absolute destruction of us is only worth half as much points. Congratulations, you suck. Aha.
You still suck.
You get that's the towel rule.
You're
that's
a towel.
Goddamn towel rule.
You're a towel. For sure.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Jeff?
Yeah.
Come.
Come on.
That's what you get.
Now I have to decide if I'm just going to allow it to just continue or if I'm going to like bleep it out so that there's like a mystery word that just keeps being said over and over again. All right. Back to random.org we go for metric number 2. Let's see what this one pops up with. Our second metric for the night is metric number 8, and that is the spin wheel metric. That's spin-offs in movies. So remember this one, if a show has a spin-off, it earns 1 point. And if a show has a movie based on it, it earns 1 point per. So the more spin-offs, the more movies, get more points. So let's take a look at what we got going on in metric number 8. Let's go the other direction. We're going to start with my team on this one.
Which is going to be in first.
And
no, it's not.
Very well might be because Avatar has Avatar, The Last Airbender, the live action TV show. It has Legend of Korra, the Legend of Korra. If I desperately want the extra point, I could mention the other movie, but I kind of don't want to do that because it's such a piece of shit.
I don't think you need the extra point.
I think you just mentioned it. So,
I didn't mention it. I didn't mention it that way. But
you don't know what it would be named.
Yeah, who knows what it would be named? But I do have All That, which has Keenan and Kel, The Amanda Show, The Nick Cannon Show, and 2 Good Burger movies. So All That is worth a big 5. So I have 8 or 7 points, depending on how I want to play it. I'm just going to put a 7 for now. And if it makes the difference between first place and second place, I'm going to put an 8. All right. Keenan and Kel's Good Burgers.
What's this game called? I Win.
Yeah, it's Calvin Ball.
So the only one that I have, SpongeBob had 3 movies and 2 spinoffs.
Yeah, but 5 points for one show is pretty fucking spectacular.
Pretty damn good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but taking home 5 points just based on SpongeBob alone, that's pretty strong. Let's see. Jordan with Snick Around and Find Out. It looks like Hey Arnold may be your only one, the Hey Arnold movie, right?
No, I have Hey Arnold and then...
Oh, the Doug had a movie.
Wasn't there a Doug movie?
Yeah, Doug had a movie.
Doug had a movie. So I've
had both 2 those, points so. On that one.
Yep.
All right. Oh, I think Pat has the highest scoring team on this metric.
Of course he does.
Thanks to it being Tori's number one pick, Rugrats.
I think that's the only one I have though, right?
Yeah.
So that gives me 6, which puts me behind you.
Yeah, but that's still because that's Rugrats, All Grown Up, and then is it all movies from that point on or no? And then the new Rugrats version, the spinoff.
Yeah.
And then the Rugrats movie, games. Rugrats in Paris. Yeah. Man, that's
I'll take 6.
Yeah, that's not bad. And then Tom, I think, Tom, I think your only spinoff is Eureka's Castle from Pinwheel.
Do the spinoffs for Double Dare.
What's that?
What about the spinoffs for Double Dare?
Oh, all of those are still Double Dare. Like, they're just
like
different.
Like Family Double Dare, Double Dare 2000.
Because they all link to the same. They all link to the same page. So that was on the rules page.
Otherwise, you would lose your total.
Yeah. Otherwise, all of
if you read the 150 pages,
I read it. Okay. What about Beetlejuice?
Sorry,
the new movie.
Nope.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about that as a no, because Beetlejuice was spun off of a movie. It didn't spin off anything itself.
True.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's all right.
Sorry, Tom.
It's okay.
This game is dumb. I don't want to play anymore.
All right. So I get to take home the big points on this one. 5 points from all that, and only 2 points from Avatar The Last Airbender. We will not speak of the possible third point. Pat picking up 4 points based solely on the strength of Rugrats.
Damn. A lot of heavy lifting with Rugrats.
Yeah. Timmy picking up 3 points from
mine was just SpongeBob.
Yeah, just SpongeBob. And then Jordan taking home 2 points, and Tom taking home 1 point. It's not that dumb. I think it was great. This one specifically.
It's not that dumb.
All right. On to metric number 3.
I want you all to check for steroids.
On to metric number 3. Let's see what random.org has in store for us today. And
did you say random.org?
Random.org. You go to the website, they just perhaps send you like a peanut.
Random nuts.
Or like a pecan or a cashew. Here's your random nut. Or cum. God damn it.
Some dude just shows up at your door and kicks you in the left or right nut.
Cum all over the place.
Oh, fuck's sake. All right. Random.org.
Jeff tells can't kick any of this right
I
now.
I am up to here. I am past being able to deal with it. All right, random.org, metric number 3 is metric number 3, and that is Alpha Original. So that is the most recent show on
nice.
Your team. So the newest show on your team.
Damn
so,
it.
So, Tom.
Just skip me.
No, I wouldn't say like we all picked pretty classic Nickelodeon stuff. You have one from 98.
We did.
That's not bad. So I'd say it looks like because you had Pinwheel is your earliest at 79. Yeah. And then you had Double Dare in 86, Beetlejuice in 94, Kablam in 96, and Euron was in 98. So that's.
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Well, you know, we'll see how it goes. Moving on to Pat's team, the Blue Barracudas. We have a couple 91s, 391s, 90. Looks like 96 for Space
96
Cases
is
your
newest one.
All right, Jordan, Let's take a look at your team.
96 is my early or my latest.
Your latest is for Hey Arnold as well.
Yeah.
Now we got a tiebreaker. Yeah. We got a tiebreaker coming.
Bum, 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 bum.
Timmy, it looks like SpongeBob might be taking you forward here with 99.
Uh-huh. 99, yeah. Everything nice. Else is either
that's
92.
What, see, that's
91.
Why I wanted SpongeBob, but I didn't know if I wanted it.
Okay, so. Reasons why I love Avatar The Last Airbender, 2005.
Yeah.
But that gives me 5 points for the round. And then next would be Timmy with 1999 for SpongeBob. Tom with the big Vinx with the va-va-va taking home 3 points for Euron in 1998. And then we have a showdown between the Blue Barracudas and Snick Around and Find Out. So that is a Scrabble showdown between the shows Hey Arnold and Space Cases.
Ooh.
So
16.
Motherfucker. Yeah. You've got to be kidding. Space Cases?
Are we 16? Are we 16 and 16?
Hey Arnold, 16.
Yes!
You guys are gonna have to fight.
I did not put this matrix in my my Excel, so I have no idea what the next one is.
Do you guys know what the next tiebreaker is?
Number of words.
Number of words.
And it's both two.
Space cases, two.
AR world is two.
Two.
God damn. Oh, actually, you know what?
We're going to break
it. No. Hold on. I built this in because I said in the if there was a tie in years, we would use the dates of the year.
So, oh, God damn it.
Oh, no, thank God. No, you yeah, have same to. Day. You got. If they're the same day, I'm going to lose my mind. Space Cases, March 2nd, 1996. Please, hey October Arnold. 7th. October yes! 7th. Okay.
Yeah, you win. I'll take my shame. That's fine.
Blue Barracuda is taking home the 1 point on that one. And Jordan
God
sneaking out the 2 points on that. No, Jordan, you won. Yeah,
I like it.
You
no, no, no. I know.
Oh, I'm just glad
I'm looking at the rest of my matrix and I'm like, I don't know if I have this.
I'm just glad I didn't have to figure out how to do a third tiebreaker because I would just
right? Oh, that would have been home. Rough.
You guys have to fight in the street.
Right.
Battle Royale. All right. Well, before we move on to our fourth round of scoring, let's take a moment to hear a word from our sponsors.
Hey, trivia lovers. Want to get the pub trivia experience in an interactive way? Check out Liquid Courage Entertainment. With a wide range of offerings online, LK has you covered, streaming a wide variety of trivia games on Twitch with one-of-a-kind formats like Tringo, Guesstimate, Mega Sheep, and more. Or check out the World Trivia Federation. With 36 hours to answer each quiz and no obligation, the WTF is the perfect solution to scratch that trivia itch on your own time. Come see us at twitch.tv/liquid_courage or check out patreon.com/liquidcourage to join the WTF for as little as $2 a month. That's Liquid Courage with a K. Innovative, interactive, intoxicating.
All right. Let's get moving on with our fourth scoring metric for tonight. Back to random.org one more time. Two more times, actually. One of these days, I'm going to write an email to random.org and say, hey, you don't have to give me any money, but can I say that you sponsor my show? And they're going to say no because you say come too much. Is what's going to be the problem.
At least in this episode.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Timmy, be careful with us.
All right.
All right.
I'm trying.
Our fourth metric for tonight is metric number 7. And that is least amount of episodes. That is down to Bikini Bottom.
Damn it.
That is.
Oh, no.
That is rough. But actually, no. It's pretty much seals the deal for Tom because he shot so hard at.
Oh, is it all of my things combined?
Yeah, all of them combined, yeah.
Oh, well, shit. I was going to say, Euron is only 26 episodes, so if you just, you know, one less than Space Cases. Well, I'm fucked.
I think I'm the one that's screwed.
Ooh, yeah, that's a close one. Wow. All right, so again, this one is the least amount of episodes, so the total amount of episodes on your team added up together, and whoever has the least will take home the most points. Don't forget, for any acquired programming that wasn't produced by Nick, that counts as a zero. So it could work in your favor or against your favor, depending. I think we only had one acquired show even picked that didn't have shows made for Nick. But let's start with my team. I had 211 episodes of All That, 61 episodes of Avatar, 126 episodes of Guts, 26 episodes of Salute Your Shorts, and only 52 episodes of Ren and Stimpy. 476 for my team.
Ugh, Jesus.
I would not have been able to make a stand the other direction. Next up, we have Timmy.
I have 280 episodes for SpongeBob.
Oh, Jesus.
242 episodes of Nick News with whatever her name is. 84 episodes for Nick Arcade. Episodes for What Would You Do, and 233 episodes for Figure It Out.
Jesus, man.
My grand total is 929 episodes.
Damn. Oh, man. Oh, shut up.
And I gotta tell you, if I remember correctly, I had to figure out how many episodes per year they did for Nick News, so that could be under. but that's what we agreed on. I said for information I couldn't find, I did the best I could. So that one could be way more, but 929 is a pretty, that's a very high number for the opposite that we're looking for. Next up, Jordan, it looks like.
If my math is correct, and I'm no Tom Madea, but I have 468.
Yeah, because it's Our Real Monsters and Doug's only had 52 episodes each. Hey Arnold only had 100.
Yeah.
Legend of the Hidden Temple only had 100. I could have swore that it would have had more than that. But
yeah, then, that's kind of why I stayed where I wanted to. Like, I wanted to be the mid-range, not too high, not too low. But
and then you can't I'm do that on television.
68, if my math is correct.
Yeah, that's what I have on my end, too. You can't do that on television at 144 episodes. I never would have guessed.
It was way more than that.
All right, Blue Barracudas. You're looking you're looking pretty good on my end.
My team, I think, is pretty solid. We went with the shortest wiener competition here. 26 for Space Cases, 39 for Adventures of Pete and Pete, 52 for Rocco, 91 for Are You Afraid of the Dark, and 172 for Rugrats, giving me 380.
Yeah, wow. that is a strong showing in the fourth metric. Like,
yeah, fuck yourself.
All right. And Tom, what do you got going on for your team?
Oh, are you ready for this dumpster fire? All right. I got 610 with just Double Dare.
Jesus Christ.
260 with Pinwheel.
Yeah.
94 with Beetlejuice. 26 with Euron. And 48 with Kablam, giving me a grand total of 1,038.
Oh, but Beetlejuice doesn't take home any episodes because it's a it's a zero.
Yeah, it's not a zero.
So, but that at least helps. That helps a little bit. It doesn't help enough.
It brings me below 1,000. 944.
I got it 1,000. Thank God.
What about the episodes of Pinwheel that were created before they were produced by Nickelodeon?
They don't count.
Let me see if I have information on it.
Because Pinwheel was around 1977. They were in a car until 1979.
No, they don't count.
I'd have to really quick look it up and
see. I'm going
to
throw the flag on this one, Tom.
Oh, come on. Give me a second. Let's see. Pinwheel. I can tell you right now that if I can't find any information about what episodes aired and what years, I have to kind of go with what they have available.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's
bullshit.
What she said.
That's
bullshit. But, I mean.
I assume I lost this one because I went the opposite direction.
If we divide the number of episodes by the year that it was on, if it aired from 77 to 84, that's 7 years. And if we divide 260 by seven, we could get like an annual kind of average and then just subtract two years from that. That feels like a lot of work.
It does.
It might make the difference between you. Difference between you and Timmy. So let's at least. True.
I'm trying to look it up right now.
It doesn't say anything on the Wikipedia page directly.
No, it's not giving me.
So
shit.
If it,
I was told there would be no math,
right?
If the internet would just work how I want it to work.
Okay, so.
So I just want to call out Hailstorm Brewing for the Pinhead Pilsner again.
Right, let's.
Very solid.
Shall we go?
Let's go.
Okay, so if we say.
Let's go. We'll meet up there.
If
we celebrate our loss to Jeff.
And no, I swear to God, I really don't want to win. I don't want to win my own show.
It already happened.
No.
You already happened once, I think, right?
It did. Yeah, it's happened once.
And yeah, I remember
nobody
this.
Knows that, though. Because it's
coming like a freight train.
Ugh. All right. So.
Like a freight train.
If every year of Pinwheel had 37 episodes, which is about as close to a whole episode as you can get, and then we took off 2 years of that, that would be minus 74 episodes. So 260. Minus 74 episodes would be 186. And if we plug that in.
Are you saying 74 minus this, what the number I gave you
like
before? So 870.
That does put you below Timmy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That feels almost like we just worked really hard to screw Timmy out of some points.
You changed the outcome by measuring it. Right.
I can't hold the standard to the other acquired shows to say that once it started broadcasting on Nick, that those count. I guess that's the fairest way to do that. And if anybody has problems with that, Timmy, I'm looking at you. You can call my lawyer. No.
But Tom says
I will
no.
also be calling my lawyer.
Yeah. All right. So that means Keenan and Kel's Good Burgers is taking home 1 point this round. Tom,
son of a bitch,
the big Vava Vinx, is taking home 2 points. And then I think I'm up next with 476, taking home 3 points. Stick around and find out. It's taking home 4. And then Blue Barracuda is on top of the pile. This one with 380 episodes.
Barracuda.
Not bad.
Damn.
All right, we are on to our very last metric. And the very last metric is...
Come on, most episodes.
No, fuck off. No, that already got knocked out.
He didn't read the thing at all.
Hold on 1 second.
He didn't read shit. Like, this is bull.
I just want to make sure
I'm Rocky.
Before I get accused of shenanigans. The
He won so hard.
The fifth metric is the, you know, for teens metric for SNCC. So this one is the total number of shows on your team that aired during the SNCC programming block.
Fuck right off.
Zero.
Nope, zero. I feel you, Timmy.
I never even looked at that.
Zero.
Who has... Timmy has zero? Or no, Jordan has zero.
I have zero.
I also have zero.
Jordan has zero.
Yeah, Timmy is.
I mean, unless Nick News with Linda
no,
LRB.
They, SpongeBob SquarePants says it was on SNCC.
Oh, was
Wait,
it?
Wait, what?
Oh, okay.
I'll double check, but I have that listed as SpongeBob was on SNCC.
No, I don't think that was right.
Yeah.
That can't be right.
No.
Yep, starting in spring and summer of 2001, SpongeBob SquarePants.
You some bitch.
Started off at 8 p.m.
I am gonna save
by the
show.
Bell.
So Timmy at least gets 1 point for that.
Thank God.
So we have Tom Kablam was on SNCC, so that'll earn you a point.
Was it?
Yeah. Blue Barracudas, though, I think taking this one right out the yep. door with 3. Rugrats, Space Cases, and Adventures of Pete and Pete all being on
nice.
SNCC.
God damn
I had
it.
4 for that, but.
And I had all.
Are You Afraid of the Dark as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. I didn't even see that one. Yeah, 4.
Does it really matter?
God
yeah.
damn
yeah.
it.
I watched you all on that round.
Yep. Yes, you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, he botched us all.
And I had 2. I had all that and the Ren and Stimpy show as mine. So, but we have to do a little bit of tie breaking here, but we're start off by giving the Blue Barracudas 5 points, which is worth in the final round 7.5 points.
Wow.
That's a big old boost
wow.
of points there. Wow. I'm wow. taking home 4 points. We got to decide between Tom and Timmy, who's taking home the 3 and the 2 points. So, Tom and Timmy, because this was a team metric, we're going with your 5th drafted choice, which is Beetlejuice versus Figure It Out. So Beetlejuice is worth 22 Scrabble points. And Figure It Out is worth 15. So Beetlejuice is taken home.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's the way it works sometimes. The big Bubba Vinks flipping off his opponents, taking home 3 points. Keenan and Kel's Good Burgers taking home 2. And unfortunately, Jordan, with no shows from SNCC, you're only taking home 1 point on that one.
Ooh.
And that brings us to the end of tonight's game. Would you guys like to know how it all ended up?
Yeah. Congratulations, Jeff.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
No, what's that?
I mean, I wonder who won.
Fuck you, Jeff.
This is my surprise face.
God damn it. All right, well, before we go too far, let's start off with our Hot Dookie winner for the evening. As a reminder, the Hot Dookie winner gets to always return in the Toilet Bowl, which is our tournament of Hot Dookie winners. Jordan with Snick Around and Find Out, taking home 10 points in our Thanks. Hot Dookie position tonight. Congratulations,
That's
man.
I,
That's all I wanted. I either wanted to be Tom or I wanted to be in the fucking Hot Dookie. So I'm glad to return for the Hot Dookie award. So I'm good. We're good.
Yeah.
Love it.
You pile of shit. Pile of shit.
I love you, Tom. Thanks.
It's such a piece of shit.
I love you guys.
It means absolutely nothing, but I thought Jordan had the strongest team.
I really did too. I thought I had a strong team.
I thought his was the strongest.
It's a good team. So
it's it tends to be the way that these fantasy things go.
That's how the cookie crumbles. Aha.
And then somebody gets their ACL busted in the first week of the games, and then that is just
like it just makes ACL. The world smile, and it's great.
Yeah,
four plays, suck a dick, suck the biggest dick. All right. Not aimed at anyone specific.
Yeah, no specific quarterbacks.
No,
that I already made fun of in the very first episode of the show.
Yep.
In fourth place tonight with 12 points, the big Vinx with the va 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 taking home 12 points with all their right, team. Right. I gotta say, man, I don't think that these metrics could have worked out worse in regards to both you and Jordan's teams. Like, it just really kneecapped you guys.
Yeah, fuck right off.
And I think your choice of double dare right off the bat, if it didn't go to whoever went before me, I was taking it home first too. So that's just that's a really tough break.
If there were, I want to go back and check to see if he would have taken Are You Afraid of the Dark and I took Avatar, what that would have done.
Oh,
yeah.
Are You Afraid of the Dark was second on my list. So
yeah,
would you have taken
Avatar at two?
Oh man.
And like, I feel like that would have changed things drastically.
Yeah.
Are You Afraid of the Dark would have been my second pick if it came around. I assumed everybody was going to go after the cartoons and do all that other stuff. So,
man, I can only imagine. I guess we could.
I'll post it in the comments. I'll figure it out.
I guess we could record. We could just re-record the whole thing.
We may have to. All right. In third place with 13.5 points, Keenan and Kel's Good Burgers coming in right in the middle of the pack. Congrats, Timmy.
Yep.
I am surprised that
Boo!
And in second place with a score of 19.5 points, the Blue Barracudas taking home our top score.
Did Jeff win?
No.
Oh, are you telling me Jeff won?
No.
Coming in first place with 205 points.
No, I barely won. I had 20. I had 20 points.
Secret metric for this whoever is bullshit, picked Avatar. Tom.
I barely won.
Jeff, win?
Yeah. Well, I had the top scores.
You made it closer this time, though.
Yeah.
Come on. My name's Jeff.
You almost got it.
My name's Jeff. Right. I win. Right.
So I get it. You guys are bad at the game. It's fine to make fun of me. It's fine. I get it.
Made up the rules. Yeah.
I made up the rules to my own game. But honestly, I would like to thank my wife and my kids. No.
My academy.
I thought Avatar was going to kneecap me, because as much as I love that show, it wasn't as strong in some of the metrics as some of the other shows that I could have picked at the time.
Absolutely.
But I think it did help with the spinoffs and stuff like that. But I think that just,
And the year.
Oh, yeah. The year, I don't think I... Yeah, because you would have... That would have bumped you up at least by another point if I was older than that. So
then you won by a point.
Yeah. I didn't even win by a whole point. I won by half a point. So, but this would be, I think this is the very first time on the actual show that has been on, like that has aired, that I've won. Cause I know I won the potato draft. And
it has, actually.
Yeah.
You've lost every single one.
I can't lose all the time. I gotta win at least once. Hold my head high.
100% of the ones I've been on, you've won. So
that is true. Like, that's my good luck charm. That's what happens. All right. We gotta get out of here so that Timmy can get out. So starting with Jordan, is there anything you want to plug before we head home for the day?
Yeah. So my Instagram is at Chef Jordan Palmer. I do freelance work and private catering. So if you want to do a private dinner, let me know. at Chef Jordan Palmer. Ready, set, go.
Tom, what was your Instagram one more time? So if anybody wants to check out your Perler Bead creations.
It's at Jarusoff, JARUSOF. End of conversation.
Yeah. Timmy, tell us a little bit about your bands.
We're on all social media platforms as well as all music platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon. The metal band is Fool's Brew. That's Fools with an S, then an apostrophe, which everybody types in wrong every single time. Yeah. And then the other band, the punk rock band, is called The Runaround.
And Pat, was there anything that you wanted to plug?
I'd like to plug, just throw out the word, my very good friend, Chef Jordan Palmer. Follow him on Instagram. The Runarounds and Fool's Brew. And spay and neuter your pets.
Thank you. Let's go. Appreciate you, brother.
Well, that is going to be it for this episode. You can head to Draft Days, spelled the dumb way, on all your favorite social media platforms to let us know how you think we did. Oh, fuck, that's the one from the first one. I can't say that. I can do it again.
Let's do this again.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. All right. That's going to be it for this episode. You can head to Draft Days, spelled the dumb way, to keep up with us on all favorite... All. God damn it, I can't fucking speak.
Do it again!
I got to think about what I got to say because I'm reading words that I shouldn't be saying. That's going to be it for this episode. God damn it.
Don't say come.
I was just going to say that.
God damn it. I almost have to leave all of it in now because otherwise it's gotta, if I forget one, everybody's gonna be like, why did they just say come for no reason? What is happening? And now I have to leave all of them in. I'm gonna, like, God damn it. I don't even know. fuck's sake. I get the end. Goodbye. We'll see ya. I don't know how to end the show now.
Just take the ending from the last one. No one's gonna know.
I might have to put this entire bit at the end. Just
for the Patreon subscribers.
Okay. That's going to be it for this episode of Draft Days. You can head to Draft Days, spelled the dumb way, on all your favorite social media platforms. We will be back next week with a new panel of coaches, hopefully that won't say come nearly as many times, with an all-new draft. If you're enjoying the show, please consider leaving us a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find more information about the PTE Network at ptepodcasts.com/links. That's how you can join our Discord, you're support us.
Don't say come.
I guess that's it. The end. I don't know what else to do now. So until next time, I've been Jeff.
I've been Jordan.
Jordan, slow your ass down.
Until next time, I've been Jeff.
I've been Tom.
I've been Jordan.
It doesn't have to be one take because it's all separate audio, right?
Yeah, it's just...
Fucking stupid. Ready to go.
I've been Jeff.
I've been Tom.
I've been Jordan.
I've been Patrick.
And I've been Terry.
And this has been... Draft Days.
Oh, I want to redo mine.
This is going to be the best episode ever.
Maybe. If I could.
It's not going to air.
If I can get
from
it to
my
air.
Experience, this will never air. Okay. Jeff just beat the shit out of us for his own personal amusement, and he never does anything with it.
Yeah, this is never going to air. Okay. It's going to be fine.
I feel better. I'm ready.